Brewers and Marlins. Keon Broxton and Dee Gordon showing some love before the game. Let's take you to the bottom of the first. Zach Davies facing Christian Yelich.
And the ball is lined out into right center, a base hit for Christian Yelich. Here comes Gordon around third base. He'll score. The ball is cut off in the middle of the diamond, and the Marlins have tied it up at one here in the first inning. Here's a line drive off the bat of Ozuna. He drives the ball to right field. Stanton comes around third. Here is the throw going to Ward, the middle of the diamond again. Stanton scores, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
Derek Dietrich now. Dietrich gets into one, drives it to right. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone. Off the foul pole, a two-run shot. And Dietrich makes it 6-1 with his 12th homer of the season.
Third on this road trip.
Bags are loaded.
All right, big spot, big moment.
In the air, shallow right. Gordon and Stanton. Stanton calls, Stanton catches. And flips to Gordon. And Tozawa leaves him loaded.
Dee's at second, Yelich at first, good speed. Here's a ball lined out toward right. Perez can't get it, it's in for a base hit. Coming around third, Dee racing toward the plate to throw home, up the line, not in time. That's a big two-out RBI hit for Justin Bourne. The Marlins extend the lead to 7-3.
Marlins take this one 7-4. Zach Davies gets the loss, 4 innings, 6 runs on 8 hits. Adam Conley improves to 7-7. The Marlins snap a 6-game losing streak with the victory. Don Mattingly and the Marlins snap a 6-game losing streak with their victory over the Brewers on Saturday. Here's what Mattingly had to say about the game.
Really, the night was, the tone was set by Adam. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You know, we've kind of talked this thing up as like it's a playoff because it is for us. We want to play like that. And Adam, last night we talked about, you know, one's over, the momentum starts with the starter. And he was able, he gives up running the first, but once we were able to get back and get some runs on it, he was able to kind of set the tone for a while. You know, he worked quick, he was throwing strikes, he got quick outs. So he sets the tone. And then Ellie and, you know, Taz gets a couple big outs as he started to waver. Ellie, I thought it was great to get him back out there.
What was that kind of signal? I mean, you got 6 singles in the first inning. I mean, what do you see that from your hitters when you see something like that?
Well, I think we stayed out over the plate with him, and we made him. We knew it's a guy. He's not an overpowering guy, but he really locates. He throws the ball where he wants. But usually, those guys are gonna, for the most part, if you're trying to pull him, you're in trouble. So we want to stay out over the plate with him for the most part, and just make him throw strikes, get the ball up as much as we could.
And those are the kind of pitchers. He's the kind of pitcher that's given you trouble in the past.
They have, and I thought, you know, Frank and Pags did a nice job of what we wanted to do with him. So it was good. They did a good job with it.
Bor said it's all about building on this win. What do you want to build on from this game?
Well, it's like, you know, again, tomorrow's game 3 of a series. It's kind of try to win a series tomorrow, and really that's what we talk about all the time. We got away from it because we weren't ever getting the first two, so we have a chance tomorrow to win a series. Hopefully our guy's good, Dylan's good, and we can swing the bat, so we'll see where we're at.
Sunday, Dylan Peters takes the hill for the Marlins.